Look, Eddie Jackson, I thought, played really well in the box in terms of somebody who's not used to doing that this year. He made a couple nice plays. He still had those missed tackles that you come from a guy who's not really built the way that maybe an Adrian Amos was for that spot. But I'd be curious to see if maybe when they went back and looked at it, they said, you know what, we want Eddie Jackson being our center fielder, our back end safety. We would really love to have more of a hybrid guy that can play in the box. And I don't know if at this point in his career, Eric Berry's going to give that to you. But maybe they look at it and say, hey, we actually did like having Ha-Ha Clinton Dix back there with him. We do want another kind of guy who can move around a little bit because safeties are so interchangeable these days. And we really did like what Eddie Jackson brought for us in the box, and we can, move it around. So, again, that comes down to the defense's evaluation. Just from my perspective, from my watching, I would think you would want Jackson to be available to pick off passes more. Their line was quarterbacks avoided Eddie Jackson, so let's bring him closer to the football. But I think you still want him to kind of be that free safety for you.
So, Kevin, talking with Kevin Fishbane here on the Bernstein and McKnight show. Kevin covers the Bears. I was looking around Sunday morning. I was actually listening to Kevin Zipak on The Score Sunday morning when I got out of bed. It was left on. Kidding, I love him.
Keep it.
But apparently the Twitter handles for the Bears and about half of the league were hacked. The NFL released a statement today saying that the cybersecurity department became aware of a breach of a league-related social media account. I kind of figured that when it was all kind of starting Sunday morning that somebody just didn't change the password back from like password 123 or something, or forgot that this intern got fired or whatever. But it sounds like this was actually a hacking group, somebody that's maybe a little bit more devious than this.
Yeah, and I think if you're the Bears, you might breathe a sigh of relief that you weren't the only ones that got hacked.
Sure.
Because for a few hours Sunday, you were upset that someone figured out your password was Club Dub and got into your Twitter account. And at first, when you saw that it seemed to be like a marketing company, you're like, okay, well, at least this isn't as, kind of the way you described. But now that you see all the other teams and you see this, and it was a very nerve-wracking morning, I can tell you, from talking to a couple people up at Hallis Hall and dealing with that, because that's a scary thing if somebody's going to get into those passwords and whatnot. And it's the NFL security team, so you never know what they're going to come up with, because sometimes they botch these things. But I think this is one of those things that they probably are going to take very, very seriously when you're talking about passwords for billion-dollar entities.
So we've gotten past media day. We've gotten past the big sort of circus day, and a lot of this was overshadowed. Those of us who talk sports for a living, we're just kind of now getting back to looking at what's going on at the Super Bowl because of the Kobe Bryant tragedy. But I'm wondering what's next here. Now, is it the fishing for the player to guarantee victory to cause that whole kerfuffle? I think we probably move past a lot of that. I mean, this is an odd time, sort of not knowing what's next to cover about a game that everybody's going to be watching.
Yeah, and you have two coaches who are a little more colorful with the media than most, and they're a little more open, but I imagine both of them are going to be tight-lipped this week, and you understand that. And the players kind of had their fun, and now they actually have to start practicing. So they're going to be a little more focused. I know the one thing about Super Bowl week is you get a little bit more time to talk to some of these assistant coaches. I thought it was really cool seeing 49ers assistant coach Katie Sowers out there last night. The only female, I think she's a quality control coach for her. So you start to see some of those stories come out where of some of these people you don't, maybe general public doesn't know a lot about. But as far as the X's and O's of the games, now you get into this point where, okay, they're actually going to play a game on Sunday. You almost forget that. Like, these teams are going to play each other. And they're not going to reveal very much this week. So yeah, Dan, you're kind of in this, like, all right, we got through the media extravaganza. Maybe we start to learn more about some of these people and some of their backstories as filler as you get into Sunday. But now it goes back to, okay, can the 49ers control clock? Can their pass rush do enough to stop Patrick Mahomes? And can the Chiefs find a way to stop the 49ers run game? And you kind of go back to those things as you get ready for Sunday's game.
One of the things you wrote fairly recently here, Kevin, was just what you figure the Bears could pluck from either the Chiefs or the Niners. And there's a lot of things. I mean, both of these teams are pretty darn good, and the Niners are as well-rounded as just about any other team. What do you expect the Bears could pluck, either schematically or personnel-wise, perhaps, from this matchup?
Yeah, the easy thing to say is, okay, here's the 49ers team that kind of protects Jimmy Garoppolo. He makes his throws when he needs to, but they found a way to be really successful with a great defense and a strong run game and really creative offensive scheme. Because you can watch the Chiefs as much as you want, and maybe I wrote this the other day, as you mentioned, kind of, that maybe Matt Nagy sits there and watches the Chiefs and say, I dropped that play. We had that play in our playbook, but we just can't execute it because we don't have the quarterback or we don't have the offensive line. Well, it's a similar thing with the 49ers. And Matt Bowen pointed this out on Twitter, I believe it was during the 49ers division round game, when someone asked him about the Bears. He said, well, the personnel is so different. The Bears don't have the personnel that's built to do what the 49ers do. So I'm sure, you know Matt Nagy's watching, you know all these coaches are going to be watching this week, and it's like, how can you maybe not run the ball the way the 49ers do, but think about the way that they run an offense that is so catered to their personnel, and figure out, okay, how can we adapt that?